Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with Expansion Anchor Bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Kavita phoned Denzel asking him to meet her. He instead invited her to a youth meeting. There he explained the benefits all Guyanese would enjoy from the Natural Resource Fund, and that, unlike her, not everyone has wealth. Divine thanked Denzel for helping her at the meeting, and the three of them discussed the profits and royalty that Guyana will be getting from oil production. Pepper, who got a massage from Ryan earlier, turned up and told Divine that Ryan would never go back to her. Right now, Divine is on the phone with Ryan.
Brian, I can't talk to you right now. Just stop calling me, okay? I need to work things out with my husband. Bye. All right, Divine. Just breathe and calm down.
Here we are.
Hello.
Again.
Ryan. Hello.
Divine?
Hey.
Yeah, hey. What are you doing here?
Well, technically, this is still our home. I mean, I used my keys to get in.
Which reminds me, I need to change the locks.
Ryan, come on. Can we just talk?
I don't have anything to say to you. If you come to pick up the rest of your things, they are in some garbage bags in the storage room.
Really? You put my stuff in garbage bags?
A friend helped me.
You can't be serious. You had somebody else put their hands all over my stuff?
Well, you have a lot of things.
Wow.
You want me to help you take them to the car?
I'm not here to pick up my things.
So why?
I broke up with Brian.
Congratulations. But why is it any of my business?
Well, I was hoping we... Look, can we just sit and talk like adults?
We talked before. I'm moving on.
Really?
I don't know why any of this would be a shock to you.
Look, now that you're involved with that woman...
What woman?
You're still seeing Pepper, aren't you? So?
So that's what this whole thing is about? You can't stand seeing me with another woman? You don't want me, but you don't want another woman with me either. Got it.
Look, we're equal now, okay? I made my mistake and you had your fun. Can we just wipe the slate clean and start over?
No, Divine. That's not how this works.
Ryan, please.
You left me for a good for nothing. You embarrassed me. Had the whole village talking. Ignatius' son, Saf. He must be in good to she. Blah, 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 blah. That's what you did to me, Divine.
Look, I'm sorry. I don't know what... Ryan, please. I just want want us to get back to what we had.
I moved on. Got a girlfriend.
How you could seriously be seeing somebody like Peppa?
Just like how you were seriously seeing somebody who ain't got ambition. What? You got bored? Inakio?
He never put his hands on me.
I'm very surprised. Anyway, I don't want he left. So you beat out and leave me alone.
How could you be so disrespectful to me? Ryan, please. I'm still your wife. And I still love you. And I know you still love me. Please, just let's
don't
just...
Don't touch me.
Ryan.
Look, I don't want to deal with this. Just go before I do something I gonna regret.
Ryan, please.
Neighbor, y'all come out here. Come and see what's going on here in the trench. It's the aisle, it's the aisle.
Coretto, what are you going on about?
Everybody, y'all come and see. Watch. Look in the trench right there. They done spilling out the aisle. ExxonMobil ain't telling me what's going on.
Woman, you serious?
Well, I never thought this would happen so quick.
People, y'all don't bother with this mad woman. Coretto, stop being an alarmist. There is no oil spill.
What's going on?
You need look in the trench there. You ain't see the black thing? Like they got a spill they ain't tell we about?
Goodness gracious me. Is who been giving this woman bush rump for drink?
Ignatius, I ain't drunk.
So you mean to tell me you're sober but behaving like a certified dunce?
Just like your mom.
People, there's no need to be alarmed. There is no oil spill.
What's going on?
Mr. Village Chairman, Sonny Sahindranath Singh, you finally reach. You ain't see the thing in the trench? It ain't look like oil?
What? Coretta, I don't see anything but little discoloration in the water.
There's a perfectly good explanation for what's in the trench. Them boys in the mechanic shop been dumping things in the trench. I talk to them, but like them ain't listening.
You know somebody come and tell me that?
You need to look into it. Coretta, you must be a mad woman to think that ExxonMobil got an oil spill they're not telling people about and it end up in Morondai Trench. That really makes sense? You know how far offshore they're drilling for oil?
Ignatius is right.
What's all this noise about?
This despicable woman thought we got an oil spill and it end up in Morondai Trench.
What? Why the oil can't move from wherever they're drilling and floating?
Lord have mercy, this woman really ignorant.
Coretta. Matter of fact, let me address everybody gathered here. Y'all know that Liza Phase 1 is 120 miles offshore in the Stabroek Block, right?
There's no right by Stabroek Market. You see what I'm talking about? So why the isle can't float and reach the Morondai?
Look, it's better I go home to my wife.
Coretta, the Stabroek Block is not by Stabroek Market.
You would think people would know these things by now. But Coretta is a special kid.
Ignatius, why you don't carry your old inflated conniving postmark and big head?
All right, no need for that.
People, y'all educate your all children.
If I know something, I must ask questions. So I ask in. No need to call me a dunce and all them bad words in the dictionary.
All right, Coretta. The Stabroek Block is somewhere off the Burbis River. Like Divine said, approximately 120 miles offshore.
And we're not saying that an oil spill is impossible, but it is highly unlikely. ExxonMobil has strict adherence to safety regulations.
Your look talk language mean these people could understand, yeah?
It simply means that ExxonMobil got to follow certain rules to make sure they don't cause damage to the environment. They can't act wild.
Oh, but what if we do end up with a spill? Who gonna clean up the mess? Who gonna pay for it? Is Guyana gonna pay for it?
As I said before, Coretta, that is highly unlikely. But if one by chance happens, ExxonMobil will take responsibility and will fund what is required to clean it up.
How often you does hear about oil spills, Coretta? Since you're so concerned, how often?
But we ain't got to be prepared.
Were you listening? Strict rules and safety regulations are in place. Environmental rules the people got to follow. Plus, the Civil Defense Commission is on board.
That's true. Respect of the environment is a priority. There are detailed environmental assessments so we know what we're dealing with and how to safeguard ourselves to avoid disasters like an oil spill.
Look, Divine, you always with your fancy terms.
It means they take everything into consideration.
how it's going to affect everything in the surroundings when drilling for oil. And they put systems in place to make sure the environment is protected at all costs.
As far as I know, from conducting my research, there are several measures to ensure that operations do not negatively affect the environment. Correct. It will do you good if you read the right information.
Which is basically what I just tried to explain.
Look, ExxonMobil is so serious about protecting the environment that even the bathwater and the FPSO is purified before discarding into the ocean. They recycle and there are no plastic cups or bottles or anything of the sort outside the operations.
Oh, so the FPSO is the big ship they're working for pull the oil out of the ground, right?
Yes, Coretta. The FPSO is the floating production storage and offloading vessel.
All right, man.
And just to remind you, our motto is prevent, prepare, and practice.
People, you can go home. Blame Coretta for the false alarm.
Ignatius, you know you don't always have to be a cross and disrespect me.
It's people like you got people talking all kind of negative things about Guyana's oil. Always ready to raise a false alarm. Can't look at the positive, only focus on the negative.
All right, let me don't quarrel. Me and Sonny going by the mechanic shop to talk to the boys. Coretta, you can go along your way, and Ignatius, you can go home.
Y'all try with you.
Unique, let me go now and talk to them boys. We got to stop this nonsense of them dumping things in the trench.
All right, you go ahead. I can meet you up.
I gone.
You okay, Divine?
No, I went to see Ryan.
Oh, what happened?
I told him I broke up with Ryan, but like he didn't even care.
Oh, Divine.
I made a big mistake, Unique. What was I thinking going with Ryan? I should have never.
Coretta, I thought you went home. Yet here you there drinking.
Well, what else I got to do, Sonny? You thought me and Howard Harris was starting a nice little relationship, but the old hike Patsy messed everything up.
But there wasn't Patsy, man?
Was.
All right.
You been by the mechanic shop?
Yes. They give me the word that they're going to stop dumping things in the trench.
I still think people should start burning garbage again.
Coretta, you can't be serious. You see the garbage truck just come and pick up the garbage every week. We got landfills, Coretta.
Yeah, but what has happened when they carry all the garbage there? Not the same dump?
No, Coretta. When the garbage get to the landfill, they just sort it out. They separate wagon compost and wagon bury.
So, wait a minute. You mean for tell me it's every day they sort out all the garbage?
Yes, my dear.
Well, yes.
And the organic waste supposed to compost. They got a special area for that.
I tell you, we really got to respect them people who walk in the garbage disposal, you know. Them people just work hard.
Yes.
So every day, when they don't sort out everything, they bury what they can't compost or recycle.
Yes, Coretta. They bury it and cover it with soil at the end of every day.
Well, what a thing. You know, I really just thought they used to just go and dash all the garbage in the ocean or in the Demerara River. I never know what's all of that.
You know what? Me and the village council gonna organize.
Organize what?
Every year they just get the media tours to the landfill at Hague's Botch. I got to organize for Morundoy people to go and see exactly what is going on.
Honk me in because I really want to see how this whole thing does operate.
Yes, I'm going to talk to Unique and we're going to organize for a tour. Maybe they're going to encourage some people to watch how much garbage they're generating.
Yes, because if you see all the work them people got to do, I really shocked that every day they sort out all the garbage.
And don't forget, they got what they call controlled dumps at other locations. All the region got at least one controlled dump or landfill. But soon every region gonna have their own landfill.
Yeah, and that means more employment for people too.
Exactly.
Well, hurry up and organize the tour now. Who knows, I might just find a lovely man at Hague's Botch.
Oh, Coretta. You ain't gonna done?
Why I must done? I am a woman with feelings, Sonny. And if Howard Horace ain't want me, I bet you one of them disposable gentlemen gonna want me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Morundoy.
Morundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.